Welcome into a Wednesday Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman, John Osier. Some team coming in this Sunday, guys. It's pretty good, right?
They're not bad. Patriots, yeah. And if they keep working, they're going to be pretty good.
They might make it one day.
You think?
We're going to find out soon enough.
I can tell you one thing. They're coming in with maybe arguably the greatest coach in the National Football League and maybe the greatest quarterback in the National Football League, but clearly the best coach-quarterback combination in league history.
Okay. The Jaguars back on the practice field today in preparation for that New England Patriots team. And the biggest news out of that today, actually a couple of players are back. Start off with Maurice Jones-Drew. That's big.
When we were out there in the media time, Maurice was working on the bike. Maurice talked in out of the locker room today. He's going to work a little bit. He's going to work with Thomas Linsky. He's going to run. If it goes well the rest of the week, maybe. But, you know, as Mike Mularkey said in the press conference, still questionable. Mike didn't say very questionable, which he's been saying the last couple of weeks, but still questionable.
A running back with a foot that's, you know, spending time on the bike. I mean, that's a very big question mark having Maurice back. And I think you're at the point now where if you're Maurice, do you go, is it worth it? You know, I mean, if I was in that position, I think that question would be in my mind.
Well, I think Maurice, he talks in the locker room today about not having that loser's mentality. If he can play at all, he wants to play. But as Jeff said, there's a lot of things to weigh, and I think this one we'll have to see how it plays out.
One that looks more likely to go is linebacker Darryl Smith back on the practice field today, too, and that could be a big boost for this defense.
Yeah, if you're reading tea leaves or listening to Mike Mularkey, it sounds like Darryl's going to play. He said his demeanor is much better than it was before. It sounds like he'll play, and I think they're leaving that 52nd, you know, there's 52 guys on the roster, leaving that space open in case Darryl can play, and it sounds like he will.
So do you know how to read tea leaves?
No, I can drink them, but that's it. That's all.
Is there a instruction manual? Is there a tea leaf reading for dummies book out there that I can maybe get a hold of?
I'm not going to say it was a great line, but
okay,
it was my line.
Is it worth it for Darryl to go, though? I mean, what is he, in the last year of a deal, right?
I think, you know, opposite of Maurice, you know, weighing that same question with Darryl Smith, yes, because he's going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. And if he's able to put something on tape, then, you know, the league is about money. I mean, Darryl Smith is going to be a free agent, and he wants to make money and get paid next year. And I think it would serve two purposes. It would show the Jaguars that he's back and maybe worthy of a new deal, but also possibly show other suitors that he's back and healthy and 100% from the groin injury.
Let's talk New England Patriots now. This team is 10-4. A lot of folks aren't really sure how they ever lost four this year. They're very hot, fantastic, the best offense in the NFL. Tom Brady over 4,000 yards, I think, for the fourth or fifth time in his career. It all starts with a quarterback position, doesn't it?
It does. And the interesting thing about the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick and the way they play as a team is they play so many different packages. And what I mean by packages is one week they could come out with a certain look offensively and then the next week be totally different. They do the same thing on defense. You know, but the one constant of all these packages, right, Tom Brady. You know, I mean, if you've got the man, you can do whatever package you want to do because you know you've got the guy that can handle every package you've got. He is fantastic.
And I covered a lot of these. I was with the Colts for 10 years, and, of course, it seemed like Colts and Patriots play it every year. And what Tony Dungy always used to say was against Belichick, against Brady, with all the packages they ran, you really had to withstand first quarter and a half, when you knew you were going to see things that you hadn't seen already. And if you could get past that point and then get into the second half where you had a chance to see what you had seen in the first half, then you had a chance.
And let me explain myself a little bit by what we mean by packages. You know, they may use different personnel groupings on offense. You know, maybe it might be three tight ends one week, and then the next week it might be all wide receivers. You know, the next week it might be base personnel with a tight end, two backs, and two wide receivers. Then on defense, one week a 3-4. The next week, you know, their base package is a 4-3. They just had that unique ability to mix it up like that. And it's like he has, you know, multiple books on the bookshelf, and he just reaches up every different week and grabs one, you know, and just closes his eyes to grab one. Mm-hmm. And because it doesn't allow the opponents to prepare. But but again, that constant is Tom Brady.
And they've been doing it together so long that they don't need 7-8 days to game plan. They've got stuff they've done before that they can pull out very quickly, and it makes it easy for them to game plan on a week like this.
One note about the quarterback matchup. The last time Henny and Brady faced off against each other was season opener last year, Miami-New England. They combined for over 930 passing yards in that game. We'd love to have something close to that on Sunday. How do the Jaguars win this game, John?
Well, I think you've got to hope for some early turnovers, some early breaks, some things that, frankly, they haven't gotten a whole lot this year. I think the Jaguars have to do things they haven't done already, and they have to play much, much better than they have in any game this season, including the Houston game where they played very well.
Yeah, offensively, you've got to score points. After watching the New England Patriots against the 49ers where they scored 28 points in four consecutive possessions, your offense had better be ready to score some points, and the Jaguars' offense haven't done it. This is a long uphill game for this football team. And especially when you're sitting at 2-12, this is a game that you could look at and say, could it get ugly? I hope not, and I don't expect Mike Markey's football team for that to happen. I think they'll be competitive, but when you're looking at a 2-12 football team going against the New England Patriots late in the year, those things are possibilities.
It is a monumental task, to say the least,
sure.
Guys. That's it for today. We'll have more preview of the Patriots and the Jaguars coming up tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars.